We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. Thank you for making us part of your day as we head into this Mother's Day weekend. Pastor T joins us now here on the show. What's going on, sir? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning to you. It's good to see you all on this wonderful, glorious day.
Today's question comes from Rain this morning.
Ooh.
Yes, so let's get into the discussion of identity and expectations and how they can be limiting. And I say that because of a lot of stuff that we're seeing now. So if you're a Republican, people identify you as Republican, so they expect you to behave a certain way, even though you may not be. Pastor T, people say, okay, they identify you as a pastor.
Yes.
And they have certain expectations that you fit into. And the same thing with Sight, DJ Sight. He's a DJ. That's his identity. So now I put these certain expectations on them. And I think when we look through lenses of expectation, you limit people because you don't see the full scope of who they are. You just see what you want to see. Because if you have that, okay, you DJ, that's it. You're not going to want to see anything else.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely great question. The problem comes is when we put labels upon people. The labels do limit sometimes. So when you look at me, when you use the example of me being a pastor, you know, yes, that's a part of my calling, but it's not really who I am. And so there are those who I'm in relationship who are in relation to me according to that calling as far as Pastor T. But then there's some who's like the family here who knows me as not only Pastor T, but know me as Terry. So I know Sight. I know Sight's name, but then I can refer to him in this section as what we call him, DJ Sight, but I can also refer to him as family, as his name. And so it's very important for us to not limit people according to what we see them as.
Let me ask the question, though, like when you see somebody in a light that is a great light, like you as a pastor or a teacher or somebody who works in a high honored profession, they could also been a different person before you met them.
Yeah.
Before that. Why is that so shocking to understand that, man, I thought you were always, you know, this nice shining light and symbol of greatness for our community. That's not where everybody starts.
Right. And see, they can't see beyond the person that they see you as. So like using that example as a teacher, I saw my teacher as this, but who is that person behind the scenes? You know, and so sometimes when we see that person behind the scenes and say, for example, they make a mistake, you know, that we can't get beyond the mistake because we've already labeled them as this high esteemed person. Yeah. And so it's good to have that respect. So like for the mayor of the city of Rochester, we have a respect for him, you know, as Mayor Malik Evans. Mm-hmm. But then also there's the person Malik Evans that not a lot of people see, but maybe those who are in his inner circle see. So they'll see his good, they'll see his bad. Sorry, Malik, for using you as an example, but you're a good brother. But they'll see, you know, his good, his bad. They'll see the things that we don't see. But then if they're able to still love him in that light and then honor him with that respect, then it's good.
So there's more to people than what they do.
There's more to people than what we see. There's more to people than what we do. So like just as Sight yesterday said, OG, he's an OG.
Amongst the 20-year-olds, I guess I am, right?
But go ahead.
I was going to say, is it almost like, would you say like almost like don't judge a book by its cover?
Don't judge a book by its cover. You got to read the book in order to know the book.
Exactly.
I understand. Oh, wow. That was great.
It's the same thing when it comes to parents, your mom. You see your mom as mom, but her friends don't see her as mom. Her friends see her as, so they'll interact with her differently than you will. And you might see a side and you might be like, what? No, that's my mom? Like, no, or my dad, even with kids, it's the same thing. So I think sometimes if we take a step back in a moment where somebody Because with expectations, when you have expectations, you will be disappointed.
Very good.
And when
at some point, a person will disappoint you. So if you take a step back, when you do feel disappointed, you say, wait a minute. Let me see if I can remove this. Okay, I know that's my mom, or I know that's my partner, or I know that's such and such, or whatever label or how you place their identity. You remove that from it, and you just look at them as the person, as a human.
Hmm. And when that Freaknik documentary drops, you're gonna look at it as a different light.
That's right. That's the Aretha that your friend know. You call her mommy.
Yeah, that ain't Sister Patty.
It's all good.
Yeah, that ain't Deacon Jordan.
It's gonna be one heck of a Mother's Day. Tell you that right now.
Yeah, it is. and we're so thankful for this weekend, and I just want to say thank you for. It's a birthday weekend for me that I'm celebrating, and I thank God for seeing it.
I seen another one.
Yes.
Hopefully another one. Yes. And another one. And we are 103.9 WDKX. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir.